Have you ever wanted a Stearman? I know, rhetorical question, right? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Boeing's Model 75, aka the Stearman biplane, is an iconic warbird trainer that went on to become an iconic crop duster, iconic barnstormer, and iconic several other things as well. There were enough made that you can still find them, and for many vintage aircraft enthusiasts, owning one is on the bucket list. In September at St. Augustine, ANN's Jim Campbell got to talk with Stearman owner and restorer Steve McDonald about his plane and what's involved in owning, flying, maintaining, and insuring one.
Well, Steve, we're here at St. Augustine Airport in what we call Real Airplane Row. Between a T-Craft and a Stearman, does it get more real than that?
Well, it was fine. There were a couple of other airplanes here, but they're gone now. You've got that Pitts S1S over there, and Cessna 180 was in here. There were a couple of other Taylor crafts.
We were the big 275 Jake scared them all away.
Well, that's a fine combination to put on a Stearman. I think it's the best combination. My second Stearman was a 450, and the first one was a 220. And the 220 is a fine airplane. That's what's original. Mm-hmm. But they're a little underpowered. The 275 Jake is just right.
Tell me why, for you, a Stearman.
Well, I've had a Stearman 45 years, I guess. I grew up in South Florida, and Dad was an early aviator, and my mother was an aviator. And I just got hooked on Stearmans early on. That seemed like when you went down into South Miami, the crop dusters were all flying Stearmans. And so you go out there and watch the crop dusters. They really are a good airplane. They're well built. If you have to buy a part for it, the part fits. If I take a part off of this and lend it to somebody on his Stearman, it'll fit perfectly. So it's a very good airplane. They build 8,558, I think, of them. It's probably, I would say there's 500 of them still left. There's quite a good community of Stearmans around the country. This particular airplane was at Maxwell Air Force Base during the war. It was the general's airplane. It had, when it came out of the war, when it sold surplus, it had 300 hours on it total time. It was never used as a trainer. It was surplused out and sold in 1947 to Decatur Flying Service. They turned it into a sprayer. They also put the first 275 Jacobs on it, and I think this is probably the first 275 Jacobs conversion Stearman in the country. They flew it until 1962. They parked the airplane. John Reed of Reed Cams, John's dead now, and John was a pal of mine, was in Atlanta. He had the airplane. He bought it in 62, and he was going to build a Grand National Champion. And he worked 22 years on it in his shop in his spare time. I destroyed my second Stearman on a wreck up in Atlanta. And John said, well, why don't you take my project and finish it, and you can have another Stearman. So John sold me this as a project. I finished it in 8 months in 1989. And that was the first year it had flown since 1962. That was the end of that. But that's the history of this airplane. And I've had it. I've been flying it since 1989. It won trophies, and it looked great. And after 3 or 4 years, it started looking old because I fly it. Mm-hmm. And today, at this fly-in,
hey,
I won the People's
Award winner.
I won the People's Choice Award. First award it's gotten in 15 years. So that's been fun.
What can you tell people about the overall ownership experience of a Stearman for somebody who's looked at this airplane and in the back of their mind they've gone, man, I've always wanted to own one of those?
Do it. Do not even think about it. Get a Stearman right away. If you want a Stearman and you can afford it, get flight instruction in it. If you don't have a lot of tailwheel time, and even if you have a lot of tailwheel time, get a couple of hours with somebody that's been flying these things. Mm-hmm. They are a little different on the ground, and it's an airplane that requires you to think feet all the time. Mm-hmm. Feet, feet, feet. On the ground.
Until it's tied down.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're in the air, it flies like any other airplane. It takes a little rudder to start your turns, but after that, it's very docile, and of course, it's almost bulletproof. There's almost nothing you can do to it to tear it apart. I've never heard of a Stearman wing coming off a Stearman in any kind of aerobatics, and I've got over 1,000 hours.
Not without hitting something first.
Well, that's right. I've got over 1,000 hours of Stearman time, and I've been in the Stearman community a long time. They're easy to work on. They're fun. Yes, they drip oil. You put a pan under it, and you catch the oil, and that's one of the things you put up with. And you wipe it down. You try and keep it clean best you can. As far as buying an airplane, they're out there to buy. The prices are lower today than they've been in a long time.
More with Jim Campbell and Stearman enthusiast Steve McDonald in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. its optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Stearman owner Steve McDonald about what's involved in owning one of these historic planes. Once you find and acquire one, other questions arise.
What's the community like? What's the support and parts situation?
The guru of Stearman parts is a place called Dusters and Sprayers Supply in Chickasha, Oklahoma. I mean, they bought up a bunch of surplus parts. When they ran out of the surplus parts, they got STCs to manufacture parts. And so even their manufactured parts fit perfectly. But then there's other people around the country that do various things. There's a brake modification. A guy named Dan Kumler at Leeward Air Ranch invented the red line brakes, as they call it, for Stearmans and Staggerwings and Howards. Dan sold the license to Pete Jones in Mississippi. I think Pete is the guy selling those brakes now. Those are really a worthwhile investment. If I find that Stearman people are having trouble with their brakes, and they are a trouble, the original brakes are a troublesome brake. You get them right, and they're fine for a while, and then they're not fine for a while. It's easier to just go ahead and bite the bullet, spend the money, and put the red line brakes on it, and be done with it.
In the overall scheme of things, how are the insurance companies treating Stearman ownership?
I would say that my liability insurance is running, I take a guess and say $600 a year. Mm-hmm. I would say in the first year of ownership, if you're a new Stearman pilot, get the in-motion, get the not-in-motion, and have that coverage. Because if you ground loop it, you're covered. There are companies that specialize in Stearman insurance. And the higher time Stearman pilot you are, of course, the lower the premium is.
You can see Steve's plane in the video archives of aero-news.net, dated November 5th, 2010. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.